American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
You know, we're pretty fortunate in South Dakota. We still really do have what we call a citizen legislature.
That's Jody Anderson. She's the executive director of the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association.
Our legislators all have full-time jobs elsewhere. They come to Pier for about 3 months out of the year is all. And they're paid a pittance to do the hard work of being a legislator, too. So we're fortunate that we still have a lot of folks who are directly involved in agriculture who serve in our legislature. But even those who aren't directly involved in agriculture still generally appreciate the fact that agriculture is a big part of our state's economy. And so we're in a pretty good position in that regard as well.
Again, did she say a citizens' legislature?
Yeah, they really are very much part-time, you know, politicians, if you will. They all have full-time jobs outside of the legislature. And so many of them are entrepreneurs, obviously, because that helps them be able to take the time off that they need to serve. But not all of them. And so we're fortunate to have those folks as well that are able to take some time off from their real jobs to serve in our legislature.
And we asked Anderson, what are some of the biggest challenges of the cattle industry in South Dakota?
So, you know, the biggest thing really, I think, you know, most of my members would say federal regulations and some of the burdensome regulations we've seen coming out of Washington, D.C. has been a big issue over the last few years. We're fortunate that it looks like the Trump administration is seeking to reverse some of the more onerous of those, such as the Waters of the U.S. rule and some of that. But federal regulations are a pretty big deal for our members. And then, of course, you know, just the regular economics of being involved in the cattle business. The good years are really good and the bad years can be pretty bad. And so, you know, trying to balance those economics with making sure that our businesses can be sustainable ongoing, always going to be a challenge, I think.
That's Jody Anderson, executive director of the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association, based in Pier, South Dakota. Well, congrats to Jill DeLucerio, NCBA's senior director of association marketing. She was honored recently by the National Agri-Marketing Association for her work on the Environmental Stewardship Award Program. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.